Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Mike.
Hiya, Scott.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm sitting here in a traffic jam, bored out of my mind. Someone walks past on the pavement and he's rocking the Smart Chavule look.
He's wearing Smart Chavule?
Yeah.
So what did he have on?
He's got these horrible jogging bottoms on and these filthy trainers, God knows where he's been, and a shirt and a jacket on the top.
Amazing. It is catching on.
I don't know whether he does a job where he sits behind a desk and no one sees him from the waist down or what.
I know. Yeah, that's what it's all about, Smart Chav. You're nasty, dirty joggers, but a smart shirt.
Yeah, that was, and a jacket.
Yeah, and jacket as well, yeah. Vivian Westwood in your face.
Yeah, I said that Vivian Westwood has got nothing on you.
Exactly. Also, quite a few people noticing that Plan B was rocking the Smart Chavule look during praying last night. Did you see that?
I didn't. I missed it.
Oh, you need to get the video of that. He's all over it as well. It's definitely catching on. Wow, what a night last night, eh, Becky?
Oh, it was amazing.
Now, we're not going to harp on about the Brits for the whole 3 hours because obviously... you know, a lot of people saw it on TV and they said it was all right or they said it was brilliant. I'm just looking at my Twitter. James Corden did really well, I think, last night.
Mm.
It's such a tough gig to do. But we just need to talk about our experience, if you don't mind. Me and Becky felt so out of our depth last night. It's untrue.
Do you know what? I said on Twitter, it's true. I was the only person there in jeans and trainers.
Yes, you were. Why was that, please?
Because I turned up and I happened to be wearing the same dress as Rihanna.
What are the chances?
And I was told by her people that I had to change.
Yeah, because if Rihanna saw you wearing that, that would have put her off her whole performance. Do you know what I mean? What are the chances that she was wearing the same dress from Next?
Do you think people believe that or not?
No.
Okay, so basically...
What actually happened?
Well, I didn't realise I was going to get to go and I turned up to work. Because when we do those kind of outside broadcast things, I like wear jeans and trainers because you're running around a lot and like trying to grab people on the red carpet.
You don't dress up for it, do you?
No, if I was wearing heels, that would be ridiculous. So I had like jeans and trainers. Next thing I know, we've magically got a seat on a table.
It was
like,
all really last minute.
Near the front.
Really last minute. I didn't know I was going to go either. And then the one that didn't speak was like, oh, you can go if you want. And then... So I did take a suit in case.
I love the way that you expected. Of course you would expect to go, but I really didn't.
Well, let's talk about what happened as we walked into the arena bit. So my God.
We've got some last minute seats and then we get shown to our table. And who is on it? It blatantly wasn't meant to be us sat on that table, was it?
We were so not meant to be on that table. I don't know who was, but it wasn't us.
So on the table was Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah.
And Tove Lundine. And me and you.
It's just unbelievable.
And I sat down and Lewis went, hi, I'm Lewis. And I went, hi, I'm Becky and I'm wearing jeans.
Yes, I'm in jeans.
I think he thought, who on earth are these two and what on earth are they doing here?
It was brilliant but awkward. It was just like some kind of weird mental wedding.
But it's that thing where you turn up and you think, yes, I'm onto a good thing. And you know it's not really meant for you, but you don't want to say no because it's too exciting and too brilliant. So you just kind of keep your head down and go for it. Like when we sat down, you had a big plate of steak or something in front of you.
It was beef with a side of beef.
And I had like three little desserts. And I was like, oh, we're blatantly sat in somebody else's seat.
Yeah.
Because they've obviously had their main course, the person I was sitting at.
But we ate it anyway. So Becky's tucking her way into a dessert. I'm on a main course. It was all disjointed. Then we worked out that she was eating Dizzy Rascal's dessert and I just wolfed Dermot O'Leary's main course. And then, because Dizzy Rascal went off to present the first award and we were like, well, where's he gone?
So then I sat in his seat.
And then he came back and said, what's up, darling? You ate my dessert.
Yeah, so, that wasn't... he was okay about it. He was fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so we just felt complete. We were just sat there going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's Lewis Hamilton. Oh
do you know, I just kept texting like going, oh my God, I can see this person, I can see that person, I can see this person, and they're all looking at me
it's
going,
madness. Also, Tove Lundine, Dean off of Tove Lundine, listens to the show. Fact. Matt Emerson on the show last night, on the radio show, was absolutely brilliant on the red carpet. Hats off to Matt. This is why we love him so much.
I'm a long-time sufferer of Bieber fever myself.
Nice.
Will there ever be a cure?
I don't think so. I think there's not going to be any cure for it.
Really? I just have to suffer with disease forever?
Exactly.
I don't mind that so much. Chipmunk, come here. We're live on Scott Mills' show with Matt Cardle.
Yeah?
He wants you to judge his yodeling.
Yodeling? How do you do it?
Like this. Go on, Matt.
Shall I try?
If you want, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. Better. That sounded like someone stamping on a kitten's throat.
What are you trying to say? Why are you always starting on me?
Well, hang on. Look, Becky's walked all the way down here. You can't not try this now. Mm. That's not much. She doesn't want it. She's literally right on the lips. Do you slip your tongue in then? So how are you finding the fan reception here? Because we heard screamings from afar, and we were like, we know who that is. That's Justin Bieber.
That's funny. No, I got great fans. They've always been supportive, and, you know, I don't know what I would do without them.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd probably have a bit more peace and quiet.
Exactly.
Do you know what? I completely forgot and I got kissed by Ollie Murs.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah. It all happened last night. Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. If you want to see the best picture of Tiny Temper that you would have ever seen, go to the Radio 1 website now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just what was Becky doing to him backstage? He had one of those head massager things.
He loved it.
He really did.
He really loved it, and that picture shows that he's loving it.
That's why his performance was so mezzan last night, because you'd relaxed him beforehand.
Yeah.
If you look at it, he's doing his massage face. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. If you want to see Tiny Temper like you've never seen him before. Also, if you click onto the Brits pictures, there's a few more that are of interest. I am loving the photo, it's like the best photo ever, of Justin Bieber when you presented him with a cocktail on the red carpet at the Brits last night.
He didn't like it.
No.
He really didn't like it.
In fact, I've done a song about it.
What?
Well, do you remember Parry Grip off of doing songs that... just what he sees on TV.
Yeah.
So he had this one. Bieber eating a twiglet. Bieber eating a twiglet. Bieber eating a twiglet. On a talk show eating a twiglet. I've done my own version for what happened last night.
Okay.
When he turned his nose up at your cocktail.
Bieber turning his nose up. Bieber turning his nose up. Bieber turning his nose up. At a cocktail turning his nose up. Like...
I love it.
Yeah, that's my new song, Bieber Turning His Nose Up.
How long did that take you to make? That's really good.
Not long.
Bless you.
Also, I sniffed Bieber last night.
Did you?
Well, you know...
Why did you do that?
Well, you know that James Corden was going on about how nice he smelt.
Yeah, he was stroking him, wasn't he? On the stroking his face, and then Bieber
after
was stroking his face, and it all turned into a...
A bit weird. After he won his award, he was bundled out by security, but as he went past, I like just followed them
right.
And quickly sniffed him.
And what does he smell of?
Hairspray and cash. You know when people just smell rich?
Yeah.
Like the Hoff, same.
Yes, he does, yeah.
Bit leathery, like a smell of leather, but also the smell of money.
Right.
Cold, hard cash. That's what Bieber smells like. Done a song about that.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear it?
Bieber smelling of hairspray. Bieber smelling of hairspray. Bieber smelling of hairspray. At the Brits, smelling of hairspray.
Similar to the other one.
It's quite a similar style you've got.
I also liked Matt Edmondson's question last night, which is sent in by one of our listeners.
Got one more question for you. This comes from Abby, who's a big Bieber fan. She says, have you ever stroked a cat backwards?
That's a weird question.
Bieber stroking cats backwards. Bieber stroking cats backwards. Bieber stroking cats backwards. It's never happened. He's never done it.
There we are. So... few variations for you there. The Scott Mills Daily. So today, the Comic Relief Desert Trek becomes more real to me because a massive bag arrived of stuff that I need to take to Kenya with me, and I'm flying on Friday morning.
What's in your bag?
All sorts. Earplugs. Don't know why I need them.
Were the Nick Knowles ones not good enough that he gave you last week? Do you remember in that little parcel that he brought in? He brought you the magic tree, air freshener, the hammer, what was it? No newspapers or junk mail sign?
Yeah. It's always handy to put on your tent, that.
So you've got earplugs to protect you from people snoring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't say it. My mate Chris is here. Don't say that. He's coming in tomorrow. Craig David's here tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's coming on the trek as well.
Yeah.
So we are going to the Kaizut Desert in North Kenya for Comet Relief. Next week, it's me and Dermot O'Leary and Cara Toynton and Ollie Murs and lots of others, and we're going to try and raise as much money as we can for Comet Relief. We've got to cover 100 kilometres in 5 days, and it's going to be like 40, 42 degrees, ooh, no shade, and the terrain is like all over the place. One minute it's sand, the next minute it's like grass, and oh God.
I tried to have a look at it on Google Maps, and I was like, absolutely nothing.
No, like, there's no...
just barren.
It's like looking at the moon.
It did look a bit like the moon.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing there. One of my mates last night was like, yeah, but you will have phone signal. No, really not. It's going to be tough, this. I was speaking to Dermot last night about it, and he is papping himself. Really is.
And I think Dermot's like one of the kind of...
he's a man, you know?
Yeah, and I think if he's scared, yeah, then you should be really scared.
I mean, I'm always scared.
Man up, Mills.
But with Dermot, you know, if he's scared, then that makes me even worse.
I need to give that to, you know, Laura's going with you to, like, help send back all the videos and all the pictures and stuff.
Off of Laura, who used to work on the show.
And I think that I need to give her that little Man Up Mills thing, like, put it on a little kind of device so that basically she can just play it to you whenever
she
wants.
Man Up Mills!
Every time I start crying.
Yeah. Man Up Mills!
When you've been bitten by a black mamba.
Man Up Mills!
So, thanks for that.
I don't think that was going to help, though, is it, no, really? You're just really going to kind of make you comfortable.
I seem to have been bitten by a deadly snake.
Man Up Mills!
So... it's the Comet Relief Desert Trek. I will be coming into Chris Moyles' show tomorrow to tell you how you can support us if you want. And now...
RFOLSHMSFOAIDMT. Rolling on floor laughing so hard my sombrero fell off and I dropped my taco.
Yeah, BBC Radio 1.
I thought I told her.
This is BBC Radio
1.
You know the earplugs I've got for the Comet Relief Desert Trek, which aren't to block out sound, but to stop the bugs getting in my ears, Becky?
Mm.
What's to stop the bugs crawling up my nose? Maybe I put the Nick Knowles ones in my nose.
You shouldn't put things up your nose. We shouldn't really put things in your ears either, but
no.
I'm sure they'll tell you how to...
Imagine
maybe you get a nice little piece of, like, breathable netting or something, or you have to sleep in a balaclava.
Hi, boys. So,
what?
Attractive, isn't it? Me...
right, I was like, me, there's this random shout-out.
Me in... me in the northern Kenyan desert with some netting on my nose and some earplugs in my ears.
And then when you wake up in the morning looking lovely and yeah, Craig David and Peter White come to your tent, you can be like, hi, boys.
Hi, boys.
At which point they'll be like, ew.
Yeah.
But they'll look the same. Everyone will look the same.
Yeah, we're all in it together. It's all fine. It's 5'11". This is Scott Mills.
Oh, I could get you a beekeeping outfit.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Or like a fencing outfit.
It's going to be hot.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about Adele at the Brits last night. I know everyone's been going on about it, but I have never seen that happen at any event like this before. The Brit Awards, to be honest, a lot of people talk all the way through it when they're there. They're chatting and laughing and drinking, and a lot of people ignore what's going on. I've never seen this happen before or been to one of these events where every single person in the room just shut up and was mesmerised by her and was, it just fell completely silent. You could have heard a pin drop. I've never seen that happen before. And I just looked around the table after Adele had finished and everyone had little tears in their eyes just welling up, even Dizzy Rascal. And he's a man. Proper.
BBC
Radio 1.
Let's play Word Dissociation. My friend Chris is here.
Hello.
Becky's here.
Hello.
Hello. Really was like you were on a quiz show there.
Why?
Waving as well. Hello.
Like an 80s quiz show, yeah. Not even like a quiz show today.
And you've won the food blender.
Yes! Well, now, I really wanted the teas made.
The idea of this is that you have to say a word. The next word has to in no way be associated with the word before. If you think you hear a word that is linked to the previous word, you can buzz in. If the judge rules that your buzzing in was correct, you get a penalty point, 3 penalty points, and you are out the actual game, my son. Today, Becky's going to be the judge.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this.
Well, the one that doesn't speak isn't here.
But can we not call one in?
What happens is, when the one that doesn't speak isn't here, I'm in charge. So I've taken that to also mean that I'm going to be the judge of this.
Yeah, but you're also the most fierce person at this game. I mean, you find links for anything. This game's going to be over very quickly, I think, Scott.
Okay, well...
well, we'll just see how it goes. And, you know, yeah, okay. I'm the judge, so...
so there.
Yeah.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Are you trying to bribe me already?
Right, let's play the game. Becky's the judge. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start. Massage.
Turnips.
Monkeys.
Plums.
Camera.
No buzz.
What?
Here we go.
You can take pictures of plums.
Right.
You can! There's a picture of plum in my magazine at home.
I haven't got a judge that I can turn to with this.
Right, so that's Chris, 1 point. Who's starting now?
It's not good, is it? Chris can start. You alright, Chris?
Yeah. Judge.
Mouse map.
Zebra.
Court.
Keyboard.
Champagne.
Brit Award.
Roses.
Court.
No! Oh!
What?
Oh no, I got confused.
You're going to buzz yourself then.
No, I was going to buzz for one that happened like a while ago because you'd said champagne and you said Brit Award, and last night those two were in the same place.
Well, you know, the time had passed, the opportunity had passed.
What's the length of time between how long have I got to buzz? Does it have to buzz before I say the next one?
I've got a feeling the judge is going to make a new rule here.
Oh, no, buzz in at the time, otherwise it's not. You can't count.
Okay, I'm going to give myself 1 point there for time wasting because I buzzed late.
Good.
And I think that's fair, isn't it?
That is fair. Good, I'm glad you're being fair.
Okay, yeah. So it's one to me, one to Chris, and you're in the lead, Scott, with no points.
Yes!
Someone's after a promotion.
Cardigan.
Spanner.
Video camera.
Finger.
Westward.
Bag.
Ticket.
Umbrella.
No, but buzz. I've got both of them in my bag at the moment.
Oh, God.
So, 1 point to Chris.
Can't even argue.
Why? That's a good link, though.
Mm.
Are you saying that personal links aren't allowed? Like, if I say I've taken pictures of plums and
then we all know that this is an absolutely ridiculous link. But I can't argue it.
No,
I
can't
argue it. What can I do?
We'll just have to do it this week.
Have you never carried a ticket and an umbrella in the same bag?
I don't think I've ever carried a ticket and umbrella in a bag.
Are you one of those men that think it's not cool to carry an umbrella?
If I'm honest, yes.
Why?
I once thought of going, if I was to go on Dragon's Den, the business I would start is a business called Mambrellas. And that's trying to make umbrellas sort of accessible to men.
And how would you do that?
Yeah.
They'd have pictures of, like, Mr. T on and...
which immediately makes an umbrella more manly,
sure
I find.
You can get one of those already, can't you?
Mambrellas?
No, an umbrella with a picture of Mr. T on it. I'm sure if you wanted one, I could get you one. Who else would make an umbrella more manly?
Rocky.
Right. So it's just, like, 80s TV movie characters.
You should start that. Do it.
Can I copyright that now?
Well, I think you have,
yeah. Put it out there, yeah.
Yeah. That's your idea. So, I've completely forgotten.
Sorry, so
Who got a point there?
I don't know.
Rubbish. This is the problem, we can't
really
focus without the one that doesn't speak.
I think I'd already given you one, Chris, so...
Thank you.
Oh, God. Right, Scott could have a point there for being rude.
Oh, rubbish!
Webcam.
Sugar Babes.
No, buzz.
Finn, this is me out. Go on, Em.
Sugar Babes must have been on webcam at some point.
No, that's rubbish. Sorry.
Well, they would have been.
I've got to argue with you.
What, so you're telling me that Sugar Babes have never been on any webcams?
Scott, I wouldn't argue. If you argue, you'll lose a point. I can see what's going to happen.
Okay, right, fine. I'll be quiet. But I disagree. I think that Sugar Babes have been on webcam before.
Right.
So am I still in?
Yes.
Continue.
It's me.
Oh my God!
Come on!
This is ridiculous.
Time wasting.
Carrot.
Bum.
No. Oh. No, I can't say it.
Carry on.
Have we ever talked about?
Carry on. This is a game.
No, I need to talk.
This is a game.
Go on.
Wet wipe.
You can't have bum and then wet wipe. That's definitely a point. Chris, you're out. Babies, bums and wet wipes. That's what they're meant for.
My favourite is that Becky wants to buzz and knows why she can buzz carrot and bum. But knows that we can never talk about it on the air.
Well, I don't know what this is about, so I feel
good,
like I should
eat some
information.
Good, and it's best that stays that way. So it's between me and you. Chris is out. You can need to be extra vigilant. You can be like my helper in doing the judging. Yeah.
All right, cool.
And it's between me and Scott. Two lives left each.
Cassette.
Pen.
No, Buzz.
What?
Because my mum used to wind cassettes with a pen.
Yes, he's right.
But, and I wasn't allowed Sugar Babes and Webcam, and he's allowed cassettes and pens.
I am right, right?
Yeah, you're spot on, yeah.
But when was the last time she did that?
If it doesn't matter when she did it.
10 years ago, then it doesn't count.
No, that's a stupid rule.
You can't just keep adding rules. You're one time as a judge.
Give yourself a point.
Okay, go.
Warm.
Flip-flop.
Screen.
Chicken.
Light.
Nugget.
Wardrobe.
Steak.
Cabinet.
Boris Becker.
Blood.
Nail varnish.
No, Buzz.
What?
Because yesterday, what colour was Adele's nail varnish at the Brits?
Dark red.
No, what did she say?
Dark red.
No, what did she actually say on the interview, though?
Vixen.
No.
57.
No, she didn't. What did she say? Blood.
Oh, that is so crisp. That's a ridiculous link.
Listen, you're the judge. I mean, the thing is here, if he gets this, he wins, and he's defeated the judge.
Hurrah, with her ridiculous rules.
Has she given it?
She did say it was blood, so therefore I win, and that's the end of word association.
Well done, Scott, well done. BBC Radio
1. Matt Edmondson was on the red carpet. And if you missed it, here are some more reasons why we love Matt.
Now, what are you up to tonight, Kimberly, other than looking after Tayo?
I'm here to support. I'm here to watch a great show and support Tayo. I'm just having a good time, really.
Are you really supporting him, or do you think there are better people in the best single category?
Good grief!
I've got Matt Cardle. Hello.
Hello, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad, so.
Yeah, very well. I would say you're looking well, but you're not looking well. You look tired. What's going on?
I'm knackered, mate. I don't know. We've been heavy rehearsing for the tour and... You know,
is that what it is? Because I know you're a notorious drinker, right? Are you a little bit drunk today?
I may have had a turbo shandy last night, but no, that was about it.
Okay, and are you planning on getting equally sort of tipsy this evening?
I don't know. I'm going to try and keep my wits about me tonight.
Matt, can I have a Matt Cuddle before you go?
Of course you can.
Let's have it. There we go. Oh,
how does it feel?
It's nice. It feels good, but it smells like booze.
The Scott Mills Daily. Chris is well jealous that we went to the Brits last night.
I would have loved to have gone.
It was good, wasn't it? And I like to think that I know Torvald and Dean a bit better now.
They are a bit legendary, aren't they? I would have loved to have gone to the Brits. You were sitting on an amazing table.
I know. But maybe next year you will be there.
Well, we can
with your
dream.
New plan. Listen to this, Becky.
Well, So I was watching Bieber last night and I thought, he's done well, hasn't he? And they said that he did it by posting YouTube clips of himself and then he got spotted.
And the next thing you know, he's at the Brits and he's giving Cheryl Cole and Rihanna a kiss.
Yes.
You're well, Joel.
It's mental, isn't it? When you think of it. And he's 16. So I'm not 16, but I thought I would I'd make it my aim that I didn't get to go to the Brits this year with you guys, so I'm going to try and get in a different way. I'm going to try and win one. Right?
Right.
Starting from today, I thought I'll make my aim that this time next year I will have a Brit Award.
It takes quite a long time to win awards.
Tiny Temper said it took him a year.
Yeah, but maybe...
I think he was making music before the start of that year.
I think you're setting... Okay, here's the thing. I think you're setting your sights too high, but I think maybe being at the Brit Awards next year, that could be possible, just
you
to be there like we were.
A competition or something.
Reach for the stars, Scott.
Listen what he's got to do tomorrow.
Well, a mate of mine in the pub knows one of the Y boys, so they've invited me along to be in their video.
He's going to be in a music video tomorrow.
What? So, hang on a minute. Right, let me just get this right. You decided today that you're going to win a Brit Award next year, and tomorrow you're filming your music video?
Yes, I am.
It's not his. He's in it.
I'm not on the song, no, but I thought being in the music video would be a good start. Kind of get spotted. You know, like Bieber did.
Well, I don't think they do Brit Awards for, like... best dancing in the back of a music video.
No, but they see me on that.
Hear him out. And so, who's the video for?
Well, I thought it was for Slade and Miss Dynamite.
Slade and Miss Dynamite are making a song together.
Well, I thought so, yeah.
Off of It's Christmas!
Yeah, and Miss Dynamite of Tee-hee.
Right, but it's not that.
No, it's not. I got it all wrong. It's the Wide Boys with McLean and Sway.
All right. As opposed, you thought it was Slade, but it's Sway.
It's Sway. Yeah, okay. not Slade. So I'm going to go along tomorrow to film my music video. It's going to be amazing.
What are you? Is it going to be one of those typical kind of R&B videos?
Or is it more like a Mika video, say, where you have to wear a monkey outfit or dress up as a big lion and pounce around?
No,
the back.
They're really cool. I need to turn up tomorrow at this video shoot just looking really fly. Because the videos are all slow motion and sort of...
Yeah, there's a lot of walking in slow motion into the club.
Loads of girls.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Yeah.
It's all that.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, they haven't said, but I'm going to...
You're an extra.
Well, I'm going to turn up tomorrow. I'm going to wear shades. I haven't got any shades.
But
that's
you know
the problem.
What?
You can borrow mine.
The whole amazing thing about all of this is before he found out it was like a cool urban music video, he was quite happy to be in the new Slade video.
It just
like wearing a Christmas jumper. Hanging around with a load of rockers.
For the remake of Merry Christmas, Everybody, featuring Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, these are all really cool people, so I don't know... I'm going to have to... I need a better name for a start.
Yeah. What about... What names do they have?
Well, it's all like... JME, Shorty, Jammer, Sea Grit, people like that.
Oh, OK.
I'm called Chris.
What about... Yeah. What about AB, Adult Baby?
Yes! Right, done. I want to hear all about this tomorrow.
Oh, I'm not going as an adult baby. Oi, be quiet. They're probably listening. I need to be really cool. I need to go in thinking Sway, sunglasses. Maybe if I book a limo or something like that.
Can't really turn up in a limo.
Can't really afford it.
I've actually got an idea for you that will make you kind of feel cooler around all these really cool people.
Right.
Just mention my name.
You're joking.
I think you're underestimating my influence in the hip-hop fraternity.
Well, yeah, you haven't got any.
Well, I have. I was, I've been in a Sway track, actually.
When?
Listen.
Life is come see, come suck. Come see, is there a tiger in my eye? Because my heart's frosty. Because the flow's been burrowed and butchered for other rappers to make ends meet. Watch these tiger cubs feed. It's time to make meals like Scott. Watch me.
Yes!
I'm in a hip-hop rhyming couplet.
That's not real.
It is.
It's time to make meals like Scott.
Yeah.
That's time to make Mills like Scott. That's genius.
Yeah.
I'm and in that's Sway.
Yeah. So just mention Mills like Scott tomorrow, you'll be on.
Oh, God.
It's time to make Mills like Scott.
I'll give it a go.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's speak to Dev off of Early Breakfast on Radio 1. He's on at 4 a.m, like I used to be. And he's doing his bit for comic relief. Hey, Dev.
All right.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Scott. You sounded good yesterday.
The Brits?
Yeah, I liked it.
We had a good time. It was a really, really good show.
It's pretty good.
Thanks. So you're doing your bit for Comic Relief by doing some stand-up comedy.
That's right. I don't like to talk about my charity work, but, you know, I feel it's important to give a bit back.
Yeah, definitely. And how's it going?
Nowhere near as bad as I was expecting. I had my practice gig last night.
Yeah.
It was in a really small club just around the corner from Radio 1. And I got a chance to meet everybody in person, so like Tony Livesey and Blackburn and Jenny Murray as well. And it was a very small sort of industry crowd, and they were very kind, you know, they laughed in the right places. And I didn't forget any of my jokes. I kind of got from start to finish.
Wow.
And I didn't stumble in any of my lines or anything. But afterwards, there's this really weird adrenaline rush that you get where you think, I could actually do this, but you can't. You're just sort of in the hype of the moment. But it was really good.
It's a bit like when we did our shows in Edinburgh and you think, I can't do it. And then you sort of pull it off. And then afterwards, you're just buzzing.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, as soon as the first joke went off, it was kind of like, is this going to work? Oh, a laugh. And I was shocked.
So it's not just you doing it. It's other people as well, like Tony Blackburn off Radio 2.
That's right.
Tony Livesey, who's on 5 Live.
All the yeah. Tonys.
All the Tonys.
If you want to get a job at Radio... Well, yeah, if you want to get a job in radio, just call yourself Tony and you'll be straight on.
Definitely. Okay, so I'm going to play Tony Livesey first. He's the guy on 5 Live, a very nice man. And he, was he on before you or after?
I had to follow him, so I came on directly after Tony Livesey.
Here's Tony Livesey's famous hamster gag.
I wasn't really in the mood to do this tonight, to be fair, because on the way down today I got a text from home and it was my daughter who said that her hamster had passed away. Thank you very much, thank you. We're not quite sure what happened yet, but first reports indicate that it died at the wheel.
Okay. Right, I've got your big intro now.
Oh, dear.
Are we all right to play this?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if this was going to work, but I was relying on the fact that people who were in the room were fans of radio.
Yeah. So are you writing all these jokes as well?
Well, what happened was I wrote out some ideas, and then I had a Skype session with my mentor. So I had a little chat with Chris Ramsey. And
so you've got a comedy mentor?
Yeah, proper. And, you know, he just gave me some tips and said, you know, why don't you sort of change the timing of it here and give me some really good tips and sort of turned it from an idea into a proper routine.
That's beautiful. Okay.
So he doesn't just sit there and go, right, make me laugh, go. No, not funny, not good.
Mortifying performing my set in front of him, even through Skype. You know, performing in front of a comedian is like, it's quite nerve-wracking.
Bless you. Okay, right.
I love the thought of Dev at home on his laptop doing jokes across the internet.
I know.
You should Twitcam them.
Yeah, you should. Do a Twitcam of jokes. Yet. Okay, here's Dev's big intro.
It's Dev from Radio 1, everybody.
Hello. Can you hear me in the back all right? Sorry about. Hello, I'm Dev. I'm from Radio 1. So naturally, I'll be telling you some jokes that you'll like, some jokes you've never heard before, and jokes that you don't care about. But I'm going to tell you anyway. So I might even repeat them in an hour. Thank you.
Ah, see what you did there, Dev?
Hey,
yeah?
Did you get it?
I get it, right? Let's continue. Yeah.
I was really worried about doing this gig, but then I realised it's not the scariest thing I've ever had to do, no? I was a child of the 90s. In the 90s, I remember three things. Crispy pancakes for dinner every single night. Shell suits that would burst into flames if you moved around in them too much. And having to call up girls I fancy on their home phone telephone number. Remember that?
Observational humour, though, I like that.
That's good.
You know what's really weird about that one? That was the setup to another joke. I didn't think that one was going to go down well, and the jokes I thought, oh, this will get a big laugh, nothing. But the ones I thought, oh, that's just silly, that's sort of a link joke to the next one, got that massive roar. It's really weird.
What a nice crowd.
Yeah, generous crowd.
So what happens next?
So that was a practice gig. I have a week to sort of tweak it and maybe, you know, get rid of some jokes that didn't work so well. Make someone better, get the timing really well, and then next Tuesday I'll be performing the proper gig. It'll be recorded. There'll be a much bigger crowd. It'll be at the Comedy Store, so it'll be, you know, real fans of comedy.
Oh God. Stress.
That'll be slightly different to like the industry insiders who you said were there last
night. Yeah, I think
so.
They'll, you know, they'll be sat there like, come on then, make me laugh, rather than, oh, he's trying, let's give him a pity laugh.
I have faith.
Thank you.
Have you got some replies? I'm not saying you are going to get heckled, but have you got some replies just in case?
What's the one I thought? I think I stole one off a routine I saw the other day. If somebody heckled me, I think, what is it? I don't come down to your job and kick the mop out of your hand. Would that work?
Yeah, that's quite good. Yeah, that's all right, that. I quite like it. Just do what Chris Moores does and just call everyone fat.
Does Chris Moores do comedy?
I like it.
He does.
I don't mean it like that. Funny man. Does Chris Moores do stand-up?
Sorry, Chris. Yeah, I know.
Does he do stand-up? Well, he doesn't, does he?
No, but I've seen him at, like, karaoke gigs, the Chris Moores karaoke. He was like, fat bird down the front, all that. Yeah, it works for him.
Just say Chris Moores is a funny
he
man.
He is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, Dev, well, best of luck, and you're doing it all for Comedy Relief, so good luck for next week.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Tell us a joke before you go.
Tell us, just say something funny.
That's my mama.
Taxi.
BBC. Radio 1. A moment I just feel so alive.
That's who my mate Chris is going to be channeling tomorrow when he makes his music video. Not Nicki Minaj, Drake. Moment for life. You need to do that arm thing. No.
Does that work when you're dressed as an adult baby?
No.
Is that right?
That's it.
Do you know what it is? It's like that weird thing that people used to do in the 70s where they like put their arms, like hug themselves. So if you turn round, it looks like.
No, it's not
like
the actual hug. Oh. You have to keep the hands out.
Like, no, I'm sorry. What Chris was doing looked like someone pretending they were getting off of someone when they
were. I know what you mean.
You know, like that thing where you like move your arms down the back of your back.
Old school.
Yeah.
Good luck with that tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
God. Now then, let's go on to Stupid Street. This is all because of the Brits. Yesterday, our podcast is 1 hour, 10 minutes of lush Brit stuff at bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to download it. That would be nice. So we went to Stupid Street and we asked them, what award do they think they should win? Bear in mind, this is Stupid Street. You can have 10 Scott Mills points if you get anything, any of the awards that the people of Stupid Street said. Becky, what do you think?
Sexiest male, sexiest female. I think that'll be all about the sexiness.
Chris, do you want to have a guess?
I'm going to go best dressed.
Best dressed, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good, actually.
That's thinking, yeah.
Okay, let's go on to Stupid Street. What award do they think they should win? 10 points if you get any right.
If you could win an award, what would it be for?
Best UK hairdresser.
Your hairdresser?
Yeah.
Receptionist of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be nice. What do you think you should be awarded for?
Finding our way around London, I think.
Best looking actress.
If you could win an award, it'd be for?
Best hair.
If you could win an award, what would it be for?
Utter filth.
Right, if you could win an award, what would it be for?
Go on, tell her. Tell her the truth.
Something that gets you lots of girls, whatever that might be. Ask girls what that would be.
Lots of money?
No, it's a sleazy sort
of...
No,
girls don't care about money. Something that should get me lots of girls. Not money. No. Or a job, or looks, money, or anything like that. Our problem is we're too nice to girls.
If you could win an award, what would it be for?
I'd like a comedy award, if anything. You know, for being the funniest man and something like that.
Oh, okay, tell me a joke.
Not off the top of my head, you've got...
Oh, not, so you're not that funny?
I'm not swearing either.
Okay, what's his funniest joke?
I'm not that funny, I'm not honestly.
Funny at all. He's not funny at all.
There you are, the funniest man without any jokes. Brilliant.
He was my favourite. I want to meet those boys. The Aww. Ones that just want to get girls. They're my favourite.
Something, an award that will get me lots of girls. Did you? Was your one in there? Kind of.
No, they said best looking actress, which isn't the same as like
not the same.
Girl,
no
it?
Points. Let me know if you got any.
BBC Radio 1.
Tonight I will be mostly packing my bags for the Comet Relief Red Nose Desert Trek. I've got this massive bag, but it's full of stuff already. It's got like all the t-shirts I've got to wear. Do you think it should be cotton, Becky, or should I wear like those breathable ones? Because I'm thinking nip rub. Do you know what I'm saying? If you wear cotton, you get hot. Ow. Your nipples really hurt. It starts to rub.
Plasters?
Plasters is good. Okay, I need to put that on the list.
Have you got all your toiletries? What are you going to do with... Because you're a big fan of the oversized shampoo bottle, aren't you? You stock up at the cash and carry.
That's off. All off.
What are you going
to
do?
We've been told to take basic essentials.
Oh, are you going to have to go two in one?
I'm going to have to go those little travel ones that you get, you know, at airports. So tiny little things. Rubbish. That's not how I roll.
What about your straighteners? Are you allowed to take them?
No. There won't be any, like... places
power.
To plug them in, yeah. Or any phone signal. I think you're underestimating where we're going to actually be. You've seen a map of it. It's like the moon. There's not going to be anything there. So, tomorrow morning, on the Chris Moyle Show, just after 8 o'clock, I will tell you how you can help us and support us on the Comet Relief Red Nose Desert Trek. It's me and some other celebrities, and we're going to an inhospitable desert where we're trekking 100 kilometres over 5 days, and we've got to do it in 40 degree heat. There's no shade, and there's lots of snakes and lots of horrible insects. As we found out earlier, I've got to take earplugs, not to drown out the noise of other celebrities, but because bugs and stuff crawl in your ears. This is going to be one unpleasant trip, but it's all for a brilliant cause to help people with really, really tough lives in Africa and also right here in the UK.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.